This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, y'all. Hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Dr. Lee Cowden scheduled this hour. We'll talk detoxification, a special event, limited engagement, limited participation. I think six people can attend. So we're going to give you a heads up for those of you that want to join Dr. Cowden in an amazing detoxification session seminar. I think it's a week long, couple of weeks. We'll get to it. But first we got to talk about mandatory. How many of you, show of hands, quick survey here, Super Don, as we start the hour two. How many of you rush to sign up for things that are mandatory? Oh, please, pick me. Just tell me what to do and make it mandatory, right? How many of y'all, like, couldn't wait to leave your parents when you grew up because you're an adult because you couldn't wait to go to the next place that would make you do stuff? Mandatory, right? I guess if you join the Army, I mean, something like that. But I just think it's one of those things that, I don't know. I yearned for freedom, although I'll grant my mom, if she's still listening, I had a lot of freedom. But I didn't abuse the freedom, so I was okay. But the idea that something would be forcefully mandated on me, again, you have a bedtime if you're a kid, you don't get to eat extra stuff you might want. You know, those are things that parents do for kids to keep them on the hopefully straight and narrow before they're an adult. But at a certain point, you're like, all right, I've had it with this mandatory stuff, Mom and Dad. I'm an adult. I want to get out on my own, do my own thing. Cool. All right. So what is it about, and now I'm going to pick just on my fellow countrymen and women for a moment. It's not exclusive to that. But it's pretty bad here in the United States. This concept of mandating medical interventions in the freest country on the planet. We are the most vaccinated by forceful, diabolical mandates and semi-mandates. Or I might call them pseudo-mandates, right? They say, you can't go to school unless your kid is vaccinated, according to the CDC schedule. Now, in 48 of the states, you have options, varying options, including religious exemption in some, philosophical in others, or both, and then medical. In California and West Virginia, very much like that, you don't have that option. And they made it for sure in California with the SB 277 passage by a pediatrician by the name of Dickie Pan. Mandatory vaccinations for private schools, too. Now, they're trying to make it where your doctor doesn't even get to say you don't have to have one. Medical exemptions. They want the health department to determine if it's legitimate or not. Forget the so-called semi-sacred corrupted doctor-patient relationship. Remember, doctors are licensed by the state. The state gets to dictate the rules. You've got a special privilege. What do you expect? It comes with strings. You're an adult? Not so fast. You've asked mommy, daddy, nanny government to cover and control you because you have a license. And what we have here, folks, I'd like to say it's a failure to communicate, but I don't think the communication's been going on for generations at this point in America. The land of liberty. The place where the Declaration of Independence set the stage for sovereignty, being with the people. The government was basically created to protect the sovereignty of the people, the individual liberty of the people. Somewhere along the lines, we've absolutely lost that concept. And now we perceive government to be the superior in the relationship, not the subservient servant. Government serving the people, not, you know, serving you ice cream cones. That's not what I'm talking about. But going into public service. And that was a step down from your status as a sovereign in the eyes of God. Now, whether you call it God or whatever you call it, not my concern. I don't think God cares, honestly. I think big enough to figure it out. It's okay. But the concept of spiritual sovereignty, religious liberty, religious freedom, means you get, as an adult, to decide what goes into your body and those of your children, because you're the parent. First Amendment, Ninth Amendment issues right then and there. And we have in America, we have acquiesced to the superiority of a servant government that dictates through its medical minions that it licenses, purchased by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, owning, controlling, running FDA, CDC, much of what goes on at NIH in terms of studies, to the point where mandates have become, yeah. In fact, a lot of people are going, yeah, we should mandate it. How dare these people think that they're above the herd, that they don't want to get vaccinated, for instance. And then I bring up the issue of real ID. By October 2020, if you don't put your foot down on the state level and stop this in reverse course, your numbers, whatever numbers they've given to you that you think you have to have that are not required, and they give to your kids automatically, will now be part of every ID, biometric data, facial recognition. That number that you thought was not supposed to be used for an ID that is being used for an ID now links to your medical records, and your medical records will link to your what? Vaccine status. And suddenly that real ID that they say you can't enter a federal building or go on a plane without, you won't be able to work. Oh, wait, you're not fully vaccinated? It's not just nurses and doctors that were, or this is everybody now. Oh, you thought you could come to work without? No, you got to be. Oh, you thought you could travel on an airplane with that? Yeah, we told you the real ID would do that, but now we've kind of changed the rules because the head of Homeland Security has the authorization, according to this unconstitutional edict, real ID, to expand real ID and the parameters surrounding it. So now, just like in Argentina, go back and watch my interview with Del Bigtree on Highwire. They now have expanded all IDs to include mandates for vaccination, adult mandates. Not just kids, but adults too. Now comes to the story, as I've done my preamble, Super Don. You're wondering where I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it now. This is from Health Impact News. I believe it's Mary Holland. Yes. New York law professor. We've had her on this show before over the years. She's brilliant. The lack of legal precedent for modern-day U.S. mandatory vaccination laws. Because there is precedence for mandating medical intervention in an outbreak. Now, this was done, the classic, was it a Supreme Court decision? Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905. They all claim this is the reason why we can mandate vaccination. Well, it was an extreme case. If there was a massive smallpox outbreak, they said they could force you to be vaccinated. Although, the other option, I think, was quarantine. Keeping away just so you're not communicable at that point in time. But it has expanded over the years, and in this article it's fascinating because they list different court cases that started softening the idea of the extreme example of a massive outbreak where they could go, state could step in to protect the public, so to speak. 1916, Alabama and Kentucky courts affirmed states' right to mandate vaccination for prevention of smallpox. Okay? But they broadened the rationale for mandates beyond adults to children. In 1922, Zucht versus King, Supreme Court decision, sanctioned vaccine mandates as a condition for public school attendance. And it shifted the Jacobson decision in a different way. It changed the paradigm completely from emergencies to just schooling. Decisions in Mississippi and Texas in the early 1930s granted public health authorities a leeway to define public health emergencies, whatever manner they saw fit. That's right. You gave government the inch. It took the mile. Yeah, we had it. We just expanded it. That's right. Patriot Act, we're here to protect you. Real ID, oh, it's just for federal buildings and to fly. Don't worry, we won't tie your biometric data to your Health and Human Services Social Security number. It ties into your medical. You know what I'm saying here? Y'all trust the government? And any Jews out there, fellow brothers and sisters in the Jewish faith, how long of history have you been persecuted by governments, including under Nazi Germany, and what they did to you? And you're not speaking out against the numbering of your children? Now, those of you who have a Judeo-Christian background, you might go to what they call New Testament stuff and look in Revelations and look at, they talk about numbering, treating your children like cattle. How is this playing out in a secular government? I'm not arguing for a monarchy or a religious government, but one that defends your freedom to practice your religious beliefs without obstacle, as long as you're violating no one else's rights. And that includes the rights to say no to being numbered, much less being tied in to mandatory vaccinations. New Jersey court in the 1940s interpreted Jacobson to justify all vaccine mandates. People are fleeing New Jersey now because of vaccine mandates. An Arkansas court in the 1950s suggested that anyone questioning vaccine safety or efficacy should lodge their objections with the Board of Health rather than the court. Right? The court. No justice? We go to the Board of Health, whatever they say. Are they purchased? Do they take money for Big Pharma? You betcha. You betcha. In 1986, after so many injuries and deaths, they absolved the vaccine manufacturers of all liability. CDC puts on the schedule, you can't sue them. Good luck getting anything. Now, real quick, just to give an example of the measles, right? It was a joke on the Brady Bunch in the 1970s. Now, if you have measles, you're going to die. Everybody's going to die. They freak out. And the news, it's like, oh, see this at the Rose Garden? If, you know, that in Portland, we covered this yesterday, Trailblazers home. People were like, eh, I'm not worried. Hopefully they're not, but if they can be put into a frenzy, that's why we talked about the mainstream media's penchant for making you a mindless robot to their emotional edicts, challenging you to hate a teenage boy for being trapped and surrounded by someone beating a drum in his face, and then telling you what to believe about that. Your own mind. Measles vaccine linked to 127 deaths over the past 15 years. Over that same time period, how many people in America died of measles or something related to the complications from measles? Two. So you would say it's 60-something times, 62, 64 times more likely that you're going to die from a measles vaccine than getting the measles. Which, by the way, I got my kids the measles and the chicken pox when I found out somebody had them. And we had parties. And then we had homeopathy. We had silver to get them through it faster, safer. And now they're healthier because of it. Someone that's going to make us healthier or help us to help us become healthier, Dr. Lee Cowden next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't have a license, we don't ask for permission where none is required, and we don't need a degree to tell you some common sense things that you can do to get well. And the doctors we feature here from time to time, you know they're good folks because they've outgrown their medical training. They see beyond it, and they're actually empowering you to heal yourself. That's the true origin of the word doctor, teacher. Help people to heal themselves. And one of the guys doing that so well for so many years, Dr. Lee Cowden, he's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How are you, Dr. Cowden?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's great to have you back on board. Now, you've been at it for a lot of years, and you had similar experiences as well to what? Overcome the limited training, the so-called pharmaceutical horse blinders of Flexner Report-inspired medical education.
That's right. Yeah, I made the change in 1975, and I lived all my life out in arid West Texas and went to medical school in Houston that year. And I wasn't used to the grass and the weeds and the mold and the fungus and the trees and everything else that was in the air. Developed allergic sinusitis and infected sinusitis and bronchitis and pneumonia. Followed the advice of the chairman of three different medical school departments, got progressively worse. And then my wife's grandmother, thank goodness, came to visit us. And she was a school teacher and self-taught nutritionist. She had pity on me, took me to the health food store, got me on some nutritional supplements, and I got well in about a month.
Mm. It's hard to not then have a cognitive dissonance scenario from that moment forward, right? Because all of your training says one thing, and your experience to go into a health food store and really get well without managing and suppressing and side effects, suddenly you're confronted with a life-changing moment. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to take more drugs, or are you going to go, you know what, I got to live my life differently?
Yeah. So anyway, I decided that day that I got well that I wanted to learn more about that. So I started reading books on nutrition, books on Western herbs, books on Eastern herbs, books on fixed magnetic therapies, pulse magnetic therapies, et cetera. And anytime I had time to read, and you know, during medical school, residency, and fellowships, I read the nutrition stuff, the natural stuff, and applied that to myself and my family and my friends.
Well, and you've helped so many people over the years. You've established, let's call it more holistically minded medical conferences every year. You've treated some well-known people, and some people have come out and said, you know what, Dr. Lee Cowden's my doc, and he's helped me. So, you know, when you speak of these people, one of your favorites, if you will, supermodel, what's her name now, dating Dr. Andrew Wakefield, our buddy?
Yeah, I think that's public knowledge.
It is, it is.
But I try to be careful with disclosing the names of patients that I see.
Right. No, that's why I didn't say it, but I'm just saying she's come out and been a very big advocate and supporter of yours. So it says a lot when someone says, you know what, I feel so strongly about this that I let you into something that even my doctor can't say. So that's the point of what you've been doing for many years and helping people. There are a lot of people that are alive today, and they point at you, Dr. Lee Cowden. Say thank you.
Yeah, well, I do the best I can do, and oftentimes it's better than what the allopathic medical system is doing, so I feel good.
Yes, exactly. You can sleep well at night, and that's a big problem we see with the medical profession, that it's a high suicide rate. I think that there's partly, I think, on a soul or deep spiritual level, people realize even if they went into it for the right reasons, they find out that every substance that they have is actually doing harm, not the first do no harm concept. So there's a schism in the psyche right from the word go.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And you know, a lot of doctors know that if they learn something new, that they will never be able to go back. So a lot of the patients that that have failed the therapy of the allopathic doctors come to see me, get well, go back to that allopathic doctor and say, don't you want to know what I did? And the doctor uniformly says, no. And the patients don't understand that, but I do. You know, the doctor knows that it, a mind once expanded can never go back.
Not unless you take heavy medication.
Very heavy medication.
Yeah, and even then, it's not going to be pleasant. Exactly. Now, you have started the ACIM many years ago, and you still have in your annual event?
Yeah, we're going to have one this year in November.
I'm still waiting for my invitation to speak. Just hint, hint, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more. I love what you do. So if you ever need me, I'm there for you.
I'd love for you to speak at our public event that year.
Well, yeah, let me know. We'll talk about that as well. And I'll let you know, folks, when we come back, about a very special event that happens once a year. Very few people can attend. It's just limited to, like, I'm going to get the number. It might be as little as six, few as six. Could you be one of them? Could you be interested in Dr. Cowden's 7-day rapid detox? It's coming up April 12th through the 20th of 2019 in Prescott, Arizona. We'll talk to you about that, how you can participate, and maybe even a special RSB show discount as well. Back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barataro from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is entering its second month with no realistic end in sight. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the shutdown has to end soon.
I think the president put forward a good, reasonable compromise, and if the Democrats don't like it, that's fine, that's their prerogative, but put forward something that's realistic, that doesn't start with no wall.
Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky was closed amid security concerns after a video was released over the weekend. The video appears to show students from the high school mocking an elderly Native American. Although after the entire video was released, that in fact was not the case. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the media is at fault here for breaking the story without getting their facts straight.
It's been a rough overall week for the media. When the president says that fake news is the enemy of the people, this is those examples that he points to show that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Scott Belcher. Over the years here, we've had many doctors on and non-doctors talking about ways to get well. And there's always the occasion, Dr. Lee Cowden is with us now, there's always the occasion where someone says, listen, I have tried everything. I met my wit's end. I've had an XYZ doctor, ABC doctor, you name it. And they all go, we don't know what to do. Right. And there are times, and last night, Dr. Batar, my good buddy, Dr. Asha Batar said, you know, there are times people need help. We want to empower people to help themselves, but there are times where it's overwhelming. Right. And so we were talking on the break, Dr. Cowden, about how you had uncovered some techniques that were starting to pull out the silicone toxicity from silicone breast implants, asbestos toxicity. These are things that don't just kind of happen at the snap of a finger. But you've developed over decades of work here ways to help people in those crises when they hit that wall go, I have no idea, and the doctors don't know what to do. That they can come into a kind of a total, how would I say, a total cleanse. I don't know how to describe this, but you call it your 7-day rapid detox program. This may not be for everybody, but certain people might need this, and it might save their life.
Yes, yeah, oftentimes does save their life if they have asbestosis or if they have advanced cancer. And we've used it for a lot of different purposes over the years. I developed initially the program for patients that were poisoned with silicone, a couple of Hollywood movie stars, but I've never found anything else that gets silicone out of the body like this does. I mean, where you see the white fluffy stuff coming out of the toilet water, the white fluffy stuff coming out of the bath water that chemically is analyzed to be silicone, and I've never found anything that gets asbestos out of the body except this.
So in applying this in that way, at a certain point, I guess you said, you know what, this is not something you can do long distance. We got to bring people in and have an intense 7, 8, 9 days, well, however long this program is, 7 days, being there, making sure you're on good, clean, organic food, cleanses everything else that you're doing, but you can't open it up for too many people because it's not just a mild scenario that you're putting people through or they're going through.
No, it's very intense, and patients that are really gravely ill requires one, I'd call them guardian angel or hand holder, for pretty much every waking hour for the first couple of days. But the goal is for each patient to learn how to do this themselves so that after the cleanse, the 7-day cleanse is over, they can go home and take the equipment and whenever they want to do another cleanse. And, I've had patients that were, multiple cancers throughout their body, and I guess the worst one had also, multiple sclerosis symptoms, a lot of neurological involvement, severe crippling arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, so she was a mess, and so she did this a week on and 2 weeks off for over a year, and finally all the cancer tumors were gone. All the symptoms that I just listed were gone. And she's now alive and well 20 years later.
Well, this is something, I want to emphasize that when we talk about detoxification here normally, it's about every day your body, your cells will detoxify. But there are unusual circumstances. Due to massive levels of inflow of these toxins, could be a sudden burst, but in many cases it's a lifetime of exposure leading to this breaking point, whether it be diagnosed as cancer or MS, and neurological issues, fibromyalgia, etc. And, all the things that they do with drugs to manage the symptoms tend to only make it worse. So, I don't know if I can emphasize it anymore. You can hear it in my voice that there may be people listening that have said, you know what, I've been looking for an answer. I'm not sure what it is, but I haven't found it yet. And Dr. Lee Cowden's 7-day rapid detox plan, which, again, it's a 7-day intensive, doesn't mean it's over when you're done. As you say, you send people home with things they can continue to do and change and transform, because a lot of people that sell the 7-day concept say, 7 days, you're done. It's over. I don't think you have that view of you've been in this too long.
No, exactly. And I really want the people that come to the cleanse to learn it well enough so that they can help not only themselves, but their immediate family members and close friends. The goal is for each person to become empowered with knowledge and have the equipment that they need to be able to do this anytime they need to in the future.
Mm-hmm. So to get to be part of it, you want to explore it, you want to learn about it. Super Don has put a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it will bring you to, obviously, a registration page. We mentioned that there's an early bird discount that expired, but we're extending it for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. It's not like 100 people can go here. We're talking very few. So if this is speaking to you, if you're getting a sense, if the spirit is moving you, I wanted Dr. Lee Cowden on to describe some of the things that you'll experience there. Anybody that you've ever met in your decades of doctoring that suffered from a pharmaceutical drug deficiency?
There's a lot of folks out there that are actually sick because of the pharmaceuticals they're taking. We know statistically speaking that if a person is 50 years old in the United States, they're on 5 drugs. If they're 90 years old, they're on 9 drugs on average. And if they get to 100, they're on 10 drugs. and I'm not taking any. I'm over 60, and somebody's taking my share.
Yeah, exactly. More for everybody else. And my mom, who's 85 and on zero FDA-approved medications, no meds, obviously there are a lot of old people that are taking her drugs because she doesn't need them. In fact, she was very mad because Medicare Part D, they said, is required. She's being penalized 10% on her whatever she gets at this age because she doesn't do drugs. How's that for a crazy upside-down and backwards healthcare system?
Yeah, I agree with you. My grandmother, when she was 90, had outlived all of her friends, and so her new friends became the children of her previous friends. And she was on no drugs, and at 90 years of age, she was the designated driver for their group because she was the most neurologically and physically and mentally intact.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Now, we have a listener, a Brit, I think, asking this question, so we'll pay no attention. No, I'm just, you know, we will answer this question. They want to know, Dr. Cowden, how you got, because they said you had suffered your own cancer, and they've said, you said you've done two things. I'm thinking there's got to be more than that, but are there two key things here that these people are wanting to know from you?
Well, yeah, when I had cancer in 94, it was because I was working way too many hours, usually about 15 hours a day, and wasn't taking care of myself. And, you know, I was not eating ideal food. I wasn't getting enough exercise. I was a prisoner in my own practice.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I think, 4,500 active patients, and we saw 250 patients. We had interaction with 250 patients per day, and I was the only physician. So it was way too much. But when I developed the prostate cancer and colon cancer, not only did I do the rapid cleanse, but I also had infections cleaned out of my jawbone that were contributing to the cancer. The colon cancer was also related to a beeper that I kept on my belt on the left side all waking hours, and that was actually zapping me electromagnetically. So I got rid of that. I put that on the receptionist desk and said, you answer these calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I got rid of the stress and the EMF at the same time.
Yeah, and of course, back in the beeper days, nobody was really talking about EMF as a dangerous contributor to these things.
Yeah, but it was going off every 10 minutes all day long.
Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things you, again, I think about how long you've been doing this, right? And a lot of times people are just coming to this awareness. You're like, you have to start over with so many people. Is there a way that they can catch up to speed by the time they get to the 7-day detox plan so they're not starting from ground zero?
Well, yeah, I think it's really helpful if all of your listeners go to our website, acimconnect.com, and become a free member, and then search the website for free education materials. There's free webinars and other stuff there. And so they learn, that way as much as they can. They can read. I've written three books recently and three books in years past. And so the books that I wrote in 2014 were one about detoxification, one about how do you figure out what the right food is for you as an individual. And then the third is on bioenergetic healing. So those are all available on Amazon. And so they can, the detox book is only 110 pages, but one of my physician colleagues I gave it to said it was the shortest book that she had, she'd never read a book that had so much information in so few pages. And she said, and my patients can understand it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal, has that kind of response to it as well. And I appreciate the ability to, cut right to it. People have a lot of extra pages in there that they don't have time to read, especially if they're in crisis. Well, we have another question coming in off of our YouTube listeners about someone who had a silicone implant that sprung a leak and had rubbed off into breast tissue and asking about the protocol to remove that. Would this help her? She said the doctor had removed the flaked off silicone, but may not have been able to get all that it has been absorbed in tissues throughout the body.
Yeah, that's why we did the cleanse. You need to first, if you have silicone breast implants still in the chest wall, you need to go to a skilled surgeon who can get the silicone implants out along with the capsule around the silicone implant that has the silicone embedded in it, the tissue capsule. And there's implant explant surgeons in, you know, L.A. and Dallas and out in Atlanta. There's a variety of them across the country. There's a lot more doctors putting implants in than there are taking them out. So
still, after all these years, this would be helpful in a case where, you know, you have these mysterious ailments. And we always talk about these are diseases of toxicity, deficiency, and we talk about emotional things. I'm sure in that 7-week cleanse, you're going to hit emotional elements of disease causation as well.
You're absolutely right. Now, we do a process called EVOX therapy. So you speak into a microphone. The microphone is not recording your words. It's recording the frequencies that are embedded in your voice. And after speaking just for 15 seconds, we see displayed on the computer screen all the emotions and all the beliefs that are attached to that person or that event that you're speaking about with a 95% predictive accuracy. And most of the emotions that are displayed are actually at a subconscious level. So they're getting at the subconscious stuff, and then the machine makes up a homeopathic energy from your own voice and delivers that back to you through a hand electrode while you're listening to pleasant music.
It is profound, to say the least, and you're doing such great work. I don't have to tell you that. You know it, but I'm telling everybody else. Dr. Lee Cowden's 7-day rapid detox, April 12th through 20th, 2019 in Prescott, Arizona. Very few people can attend. If you're feeling it, you've got a special RSV show discount. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can also call 305-458-5284, 305-458-5284.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide, or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we've made it. The final segment of the day. Except for those of you who are still insisting we need a third hour. I will never eat. I will be napping. No. We have been, well, it's been a great show, actually, Super Don. And I think it started pretty raucously because I had shoveled snow today in the sunshine. And I felt like, yeah. Really good. And I didn't realize it until that happened. You know, we opened the show and, like, you could tell people are perceptive. What's with his energy today? And so that was what was different. You know, I've been missing that sunshine. I was out in it. So that was really nice. Then we had Dr. Lee Cowden, a good friend of the show, and ACIMConnect.com. Looks like we might be going back to his event in November. That, I was there, was it a year ago or 2 years ago? When I was honored, they had an offshoot of it, the Doctors Who Rock. And I got an award there. That was very nice.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Yeah, but very nice man. Very nice man. And good, doing good work. So any other announcements, anything? Remember this weekend, PascoVet.com. Check it out. We've got the links for the Evolve. I called it EvoLove. Evolve Holistic Health Expo. Nice. I'll be speaking on silver, raising kids without antibiotics and vaccines, how silver is a key for regeneration. And there's a lot of interaction time. And plus, we'll be broadcasting live from that event as well. So, cool stuff coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of snow.
Yes. That's an interesting transition.
Apparently, I did not realize this. In our friends in not-so-great Britain, in London, apparently are big fans of cocaine.
Really?
And I for whatever reason, when I think cocaine, I don't think London, England.
Don't you think like Miami and Miami Vice?
Yeah, or, you know, I mean,
Pablo Escobar,
London,
right?
I'm thinking, like, tea or
but
something. You know, or,
come on, you're not picking on the Brits, really. This is a serious issue, apparently.
It is serious.
But how do we know that people in London, and I mean, it's not everybody, probably not the people listening to us on UK Health Radio, I hope not, but the people of London apparently doing a lot of cocaine. How do we know this?
We know this because apparently in the Thames? Is that how it's pronounced? The Thames? River?
The Thames River. It's a Greek tragedy. My wife knows it's called the Thames River, and apparently it's filled with high levels of cocaine.
Cocaine!
It's a River Thames or Thames. Okay,
now,
River Thames.
Now, yeah. Some people might go, well, why is that such a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why they're concerned about this mm-hmm. is that they are worried about an endangered eel that lives in the river, and they're worried that it might become hyperactive because of the cocaine that's in the water that's going into the river.
Well, wait a second. They're not worried about the people doing coke. They're worried about the cocaine in the river.
They are.
The River
yes.
Thames. See, my wife gave me a really dirty look. I was waiting for that to make sure she's listening because I said the River Thames because it just sounds fun, but it's not. The River Thames. But if it's filled with cocaine and they're worried about eels, what does that say about the national healthcare system over there that they're more concerned about the health of the eels in the river? I didn't know any life forms could live in that river anymore. It's gotten pretty polluted. And I don't know. I'm trying to find out the I do see the eels. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I see a picture of them now. There really are eels in the River Thames. And I'm looking at where the river goes. And it looks like it's in. Does it start in Scotland? Can they blame the people of Scotland? They're the ones doing the coke. I don't think
so.
The Scots
doing the cocaine. I don't know. They took a test, the water tests where they're in London, and they found that in the levels in London were noticeably higher than the other cities there, which had been tested. And the marine wildlife experts there say that the cocaine could have the similar effect on fish as it does in humans. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, you get a little eel there, you know, say hello to my little friend. You know, I mean, what is it that eels on cocaine do?
Right.
I'm not quite sure.
And the question is, will this be solved by Brexit or will Brexit make it worse? Theresa May, we want to know. Let us know. Is this caused by the membership in the EU? Where did all the cocaine come from that's being dumped into the River Thames or peed into the River Thames? That means, you know, it's probably the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the Eastern. I remember I visited that a few years back. They're globalists. They're international bankers. And you know those bankers, they love their cocaine. So I'm going to right now say it's not necessarily the Brits. It could be the globalist bankers that are in London. And it's all coming from there. So check that sewer system when they flush from that building. I don't know if they're still calling it the EBRD anymore. What are they calling it? Well, let me know later. I don't care. The bankers can flush them too. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, and maybe we can get Dr. Marlene Siegel back on as well. Stick with us, and you'll know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.